Hey, this is Khalil Ekolona, host of No More Normal. Today and for the rest of the legislative session, we'll be bringing you short, daily updates on everything going on in the Roundhouse. It's a part of our joint project, Your New Mexico Government, brought to you by funding from the Thornburg Foundation. Here are our partners with New Mexico PBS with today's highlights and rundown.
Thanks as always, Khalil. This is Kevin McDonald, executive producer at New Mexico PBS, and this is a Your NM Government update for Tuesday, March 9th, 2021. Let's dive right into it. Lots of action yesterday. Let's start with House Bill 20. It passed out of the Senate Health and Public Affairs Committee on a 5-3 party line vote. This is the Paid Sick Leave for All New Mexico Workers bill. We've talked about this before. Basically, it would require paid sick leave for private sector employees in New Mexico as well as public sector, who usually have that currently. So it would add private sector workers to that. There was a pretty big change that came out of yesterday's vote. The start date for that required paid sick leave has been pushed back in this bill to July of 2022. That is so that businesses have a chance to get ready for the change. Now, roughly a dozen other states have already passed paid sick leave laws, and so we would be added to that list. Many of those plans in other states does exempt small businesses, though, and this plan here, House Bill 20, would not. There is one more committee for this bill in the Senate before it would go to the full chamber for a vote. That's the Senate Taxation, Business, and Transportation Committee. We will keep you up to date on when that may be heard there. All right, Senate Joint Resolution Number 2. We talked about this one yesterday. This is the ranked choice voting measure. It would not mandate that election officials use ranked choice voting, but it would give them the option. It would also require a vote of the citizens of New Mexico to make happen, but it does not look great for it right now in general. Again, Senate Joint Resolution Number 2. It stalled in Senate rules yesterday on a 5-5 vote, although supporters say they're optimistic to potentially bring it back up again before the session ends. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar with ranked choice voting, it is especially good for crowded primary elections where you have enough candidates that it is nearly impossible for the winner to get at least 50% of the vote, which leads to runoffs, which can be costly and time-consuming. So what happens is voters rank all of the candidates, and the lowest vote-getting candidate falls off as they're counting the ballots. And then if no candidate still has that 50% threshold after reallocating votes from the candidate who falls off, then they go through that whole process again until someone has 50% of the vote. So this is often called the instant runoff election process. So there are already two states that use ranked choice voting. Here in New Mexico, we've already seen it used in Santa Fe and Las Cruces for municipal elections. But again, as of right now, time is running out after a 5-5 vote in Senate Rules Committee yesterday. Moving on to Senate Bill 94. This is something a lot of states are considering after NCAA rule changes involving collegiate athletics. This would allow student athletes at New Mexico colleges and universities to be able to earn money or other compensation from the use of their name, their image, their likeness. Right now, student athletes are really also limited in the kinds of jobs they can work while they are student athletes. This is designed to protect the amateur nature of collegiate athletics, but it makes it very difficult for some of these athletes who may not even have full scholarships. This advanced through House committee yesterday and is headed to the full House for consideration. If it gets approved there, it would be on to Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's desk. Again, along with allowing for the additional compensation, the bill would prohibit colleges and universities from penalizing a student athlete for receiving food, shelter, medical expenses, etc., from a third party. All right, now on to House Bill 2122, HB 122. This would increase the 1% surtax on insurance premiums to 2.75% to create the Health Care Affordability Fund. This one passed the House and is headed to the Senate, although this happened as well last year and the bill languished in a committee, never to see the light of day. The money used from this additional tax would basically allow self-employed workers and other workers to purchase policies through New Mexico's Health Insurance Exchange. Fiscal impact report shows this would raise about $153 million a year. Opponents worry about it, saying that that tax increase is just going to get passed on to everyday New Mexicans. But the sponsors, supporters of the bill, argue it's a way to help make sure there's still nearly 190,000 New Mexico residents who don't have health insurance can afford that insurance. So again, progress on that bill as it heads over to the Senate, but again, time is short. We will see if it sees the same fate as last year, where it doesn't make it out of committee. But again, all eyes on that. Of course, the big news in the roundhouse yesterday was not any specific piece of legislation, but it was the news from the Department of Education that schools need to be fully reopened for in-person learning, fully reopened by April the 5th. This came on the heels of an announcement from the Department of Health that educators, school staff, K through 12 personnel would be moved to the front of the line, basically, for COVID-19 vaccines. And the intent is to have them all with at least that first vaccine by the end of the month. That's coming out of an initiative by President Biden and his administration to accelerate school openings as well. This is a hot button issue for sure, but schools are now looking at how to fully transition to that, whether they've been doing the hybrid model for a while or, like APS, staying basically virtual except for small groups. So again, schools to fully reopen by April 5th for all students who want to come back. Of course, students would have the ability to opt out of that if they don't feel comfortable, but basically anyone who wants to return to the classroom should be able to. We will have more details on that in the coming days. No doubt that is leading to a big scramble for folks in the education field in New Mexico. APS says they are looking at this plan laid out by the State Department of Education and trying to adapt their plan to fit that, and they'll present a proposal to the PED to figure out their plan for return to classroom for all students who want to by April 5th. All right, a big day ahead today. Again, the House in full session at 2:30 and the Senate at 11 a.m. The list of business bills that need to be considered is growing exponentially, it seems, day by day as we reach the tail end of this legislative session. So it's really hard to say when a specific bill will be heard. But a reminder, you can keep up to date on the latest schedules on our website at nmpbs.org. That's newmexicopbs.org. Right there on the homepage, you'll see a picture of the roundhouse. You can click on there, find the committee schedules, the floor schedules, the webcasts. It's all there for you. So that's really the best way to sort of keep on track of that. The big news in committee today, we've been talking about this, is cannabis legalization. The Senate Tax, Business, and Transportation Committee is scheduled to meet about 1:30 today, or about a half hour after the full floor session ends. And again, what's going on there is there are still about three bills that have to do with legalization. And originally, this committee was going to hear about the attempts by the bill sponsors to come to a consensus agreement on one piece of legislation moving forward that was supposed to happen on Saturday was pushed back to today to give those folks a little more time. So we will see and learn today what has come out of those efforts if we have consensus on one bill moving forward. To date, House Bill 12 is sort of the front runner, but there are competing bills in the Senate as well, and we will see what the consensus around that is, and then committee members will debate the issue and potentially take a vote on that. Again, we're down to this week and next week, and that is it for this legislative session. So there is tons of work to be done, not a lot of time to do it, and then will no doubt be bills that just don't even get time to be considered for full passage before the time runs out. If there's a specific bill that you are interested in tracking, we want to know about it, leave us a message. You can do that here on the podcast, recording a voice message. You can also reach out to us on social media, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. Just search for NMPBS or New Mexico in Focus and let us know what you're keeping track of. Also want to let you know, and we will put a link here in the show description about an effort around, we've talked a lot about the redistricting efforts and proposals to reform how that's done to keep it more fair and open and transparent and nonpartisan. And there is a compromise bill, Senate Bill 15, that is moving forward in the Senate currently, but a lot of folks aren't happy with it. They don't think it goes far enough in terms of mandating open meetings to come up with these maps for congressional districts and legislative districts. Also upset that it just is not as transparent, and also that it still has partisan elements to it. And so there is a petition that is now moving around through people's emails and social media accounts to try to get some changes in there before anything is final. And so we will put a link in there so you can read more about the concerns. Sign the petition if you want. Again, this is a really key issue in all states. New Mexico does not have a great track record in terms of how it does redistricting. So this would create a new procedure for that. The idea being, again, that when you're in a situation like New Mexico is in now, where one party holds most of the control in both the House, the Senate, and the governor's office, that they don't just go willy-nilly through these redrawing of maps to try to benefit themselves in the makeup of voters in those districts. We've already reported about how Speaker of the House Brian Egolf was caught making some comments basically alluding to that control and wanting to maintain that for their progressive agenda. This is something that we've talked to members of a task force last year that came up with one of the plans for this, among other suggestions about why that is so dangerous. If nothing else, it can lead to muddiness and lawsuits over how those districts are redrawn. And so it is an issue that we have struggled with for a long time, and it has huge implications in elections, especially considering it only happens once every 10 years. So no doubt there will be a lot more fireworks on this before it ends. But for now, we'll leave it there. Another busy day in store, but we will be back tomorrow with another update. Until then, stay safe and stay healthy. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
This has been a Your NM Government legislative update from our partners at NMPBS. I'm Nimona host, Kaliole Colonna. Before you go, leave us a review. It really helps us out. And a quick reminder to tune in this Sunday at 11 a.m. on KUNM 89.9 FM for a new episode of Nimona.